Have you heard of Parma ham? It's made and cured in the hills around Parma, Italy, and it's one of the many foods that can only be labeled that way if it is made in a certain place. Since the mid-1990s, the European Union has been restricting what people call the products they make. Now the EU wants to impose more of those restrictions on U.S. producers. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, LaToya Dennis reports.
So we all know the age-old question Juliet asked Romeo in one of Shakespeare's famed plays, what's in a name? Kyle Cherick says depending on what product you're talking about, it could be a lot. He's producer and host of a television show called Wisconsin Foodie.
So lambic beers have to come, absolutely have to come from that valley. Roquefort, of course, has to come from that region because we've got a fungus that gives it that flavor. Champagne, of course, we all know. We like to say Maine lobster. I mean, there's really just an American lobster, right? American Vidalia onions should only come, in my opinion, with that name from Vidalia, Georgia.
Cherick argues that sometimes certain food products are so unique that only one country or region should be allowed to lay claim. But he says not everything fits into that category. Take, for instance, cheddar cheese.
They simply can't legislate that into a region. Cheddar's made in Australia and in the U.S. and Canada. It's made in probably 7 or 8 countries.
And therein lies the problem. As part of negotiations over the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, the EU wants the U.S. to prohibit food makers here from using names with historical ties to Europe.
Here we make Havarti, Gouda, we make our own Stettler Swiss, we make a Kobe Swiss.
That's Steve Stettler, who owns Decatur Dairy in Broadhead, Wisconsin, about 100 miles west of Milwaukee. The production floor here is hot and humid and certainly stinky.
It smells like cheese.
Oh, yeah. You're going to smell a lot of cheese in here. Yeah.
Right now, there's a 35,000-pound stainless steel vat full of liquid Munster cheese in the process of changing to a solid. Munster is originally from France's Valley of Munster. It's one of those cheese products that could be in line for a name change, along with a lot of other cheese made here. Stettler says the problem with the EU's proposed restrictions is that U.S. food makers have spent a lot of money building their brands.
How do we educate our consumers? People have spent a great deal of money on labeling, building traditions, building a name on a product, and then not being able to use that name would be kind of horrific.
Shauna Morris is with the U.S. Dairy Export Council. She says since the EU started putting restrictions on food names in the mid-1990s, they've spread to other countries.
A couple years ago, the EU and Korea FTA banned the sale of U.S. feta, Asiago, Gorgonzola, and Fontina to Korea.
Morris says Costa Rica recently decided against allowing the sale of U.S. provolone and Parmesan, and South and Central America have similar restrictions. Morris argues it's less about civic pride and more about competition.
Actually, just last year, the U.S. became the largest single country exporter of cheese in the world.
And nearly a quarter of all cheese produced in the U.S. comes from Wisconsin. Even if eventually producers here can't use the same name, they'll always have this state's native product, cheese curds. For NPR News, I'm LaToya Dennis in Milwaukee.